Then Tahlequah becomes the county seat of Cherokee County.
Right.
Was it through your people? What role did your family
have? No, my family didn't directly have a role in the founding of Tahlequah, but the Cherokees founded Tahlequah as the capital of the Cherokee Nation. It was a place of unity for various factions of Cherokees who met after the removal.
And then they established a school system and a court system.
They established a very extensive system of day schools. What's always interested me is that, you know, in the 1840s, for them to establish a school system was pretty neat. But then they established a school system for the higher education of women, which was a really radical idea for this part of the world at that time in history. And then the Cherokee tribal leaders didn't really know how to establish a school like that, so they sent emissaries off to Mount Holyoke and met with the women there. And at that time, they met with some of the women there and said, when you graduate, will you come back and help us with our school? Or to some of the faculty there, will you come back and help us? And they did. So there's an old historic connection between Mount Holyoke and the Cherokee Nation. But that's always fascinated me, that they had the foresight to do that. And then they established a male seminary. Then they printed newspapers in Cherokee and in English. It was sort of a golden era for the Cherokee Nation, given what had happened to them. So they just began rebuilding.
As we sit here in this conference room, we have a picture of Sequoia. For history's sake, it'd be interesting to hear you talk about Sequoia and how important he was to the Cherokees.
Well, he was incredibly important, not just to Cherokee people, but to all of humanity, I believe. There are very few people in all the history of mankind who have created an entire syllabary, an entire workable language. And his creation of the Cherokee syllabary enabled Cherokee people to publish material and keep their members informed. They published the first native newspaper in the country. They also published their own books. So it had a huge impact on the population, and it's an incredible intellectual achievement. His importance is enormous to Cherokee people.